May a Talmid Chacham drink water publicly? Sounds like a silly question, but is there any prohibition for someone who is a Talmid Chacham to drink in a public setting, at a table, maybe when he's giving a shiur? So the Gemara in Bechoros says, Ein shosin mayim b'fnei rabim. You're not supposed to drink water in front of rabim, in front of a lot of people. Rashi explains, referring to a Talmid Chacham, and it's an issue of tznius. It's not tznius. Tosos asks from all of these other Gemaras, including in Pesachim, where a Talmid Chacham did drink in front of others. And the answer is really it's permitted during a Seuda. Now, Tosis is also a little bit cryptic how to read the rest of Tosis, as we'll see going forward. It's Machlokas how to read this Tosis. But Tosis seems to say that even outside of a Seuda, it's permitted for a Talmid Chacham to drink water, but as long as he turns away to one side. In other words, he doesn't face the nation. Another point that Tosis makes is that it only applies to water, because water is unique because it's drunk simply for thirst. So it looks on tznius when you gulp it down out of dehydration. But any other drink, which you're drinking for kavod, you know, would be permitted. In other words, the only thing a Talmid Chacham should not drink publicly is water. Now, as an aside, the Sefer Time of the Krab, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, citing the Sefer Meir Oz, brings up remez to this halacha from Pasuk Mishpatim. It says, "Va'vadem es Hashem okechem, and ve'rach es machem mecha ve'es me'mecha." So when it's talking about serving Hashem, it says in plural, but when it says "machem mecha," and it says "me'mecha," that's singular, which is referring to food and drink, and so that implies that even food and drink must be done singularly, in other words, by yourself. Okay, it's a remez. It's not exactly the source of the halacha, but it is at least a hint to the halacha in the Torah. The Berhetev paskins this halacha and says that one must turn their head when you're drinking water, even during the su'uda. And outside of a su'uda, one must turn their head even for other drinks, which is a very machmir interpretation of Tosos. He's seemingly learning Tosos a little bit differently, and this is how the Magen Avraham paskins as well. Now, the Mishnah Berurah seems to cite this opinion as the first opinion, and says that therefore a Talmid Chacham must turn his head when drinking water, and even if this water is in the su'uda, but outside of a su'uda, he must turn his head away from the people when he's drinking other drinks, it sounds like, according to the Mishnah Berurah. But then he cites a Yesh Omrim, and some say that this prohibition is only limited to water outside the su'uda. In other words, it's a very big kula that this whole prohibition only refers to water outside the su'uda, meaning during the su'uda, it's normal for a Talmid Chacham to drink in front of other people because that's what he's supposed to be doing. But if someone is just, you know, hot and he's outside his su'uda and he's just drinking the water just to quench his thirst, that's when it really borders in the untznius if he drinks it publicly. Now, so the upshot would be, based on this, there's room to rely on this Mishnah Berurah, perhaps, that only water outside his su'uda is forbidden, you know, to drink in front of others without turning your head, but in a su'uda it would be fine to drink. Now, how do we pass on halacha l'maisa? So the Birkei Yosef and the Kaf HaChaim, they say this whole halacha doesn't really apply nowadays, and you know, we can be lenient and the Talmid Chacham can drink water inside Suda, outside the Suda, there's no problem at all. Now, notably, the Mishnah Berurah does not cite this leniency, despite being after the Birkei Yosef and the Kaf HaChaim. He does not cite these leniencies, which implies that the Mishnah Berurah himself would uphold the stringency that the Talmid Chacham should not be drinking publicly. Now, the Meir Oz points out this doesn't apply to any other drink really than water. It doesn't apply to coffee or tea. And he says he saw personally Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Reb Zilberstein when they were learning together. They drank coffee and tea in front of him, the Meir Oz or Meir Arva, when he was, you know, I guess being mishamish them or learning from them. The Avnei Derech, moreover, cites Reb Chaim Kanievsky is not being concerned nowadays at all, even for any public drinking of water, then I guess this halacha does not apply nowadays. Now, on the other hand, the Mishnah halachas, Rev Ungver Rebbe rips people who eat at smorgasbords, and he says that, you know, really this, besides being a public eating, which is a separate Gemara and Kiddushin, which is a problem, he says this is simply violates this halacha that Talmidei Chachamim should be eat bitznius, so he's drink in a private venue and not be drinking in public as they're walking around. He says it's like a kelev, it's like eating like dogs, which is a pretty strong language. It's really based on the Gemara in Kiddushin. Now, Rav Moshe Shmuel Dayan was asked this question by the Gamani Odcha, by Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, and says to him, and Rav Gamliel asked him, "Can you, Talmid Chacham was a super hot day, can he can he drink outside in front of everyone without having to turn his head, or what about drinking in a car? And Rav Shmuel Dayan said, well, Moshe Shmuel Dayan, he answered, and if it's a super hot day, there's room to be lenient, and the Talmud Chacham can drink in it. It's not a sign of, you know, I guess, quenching a thirst. It's more of like a safety type issue, although he doesn't really elaborate on that point, and therefore it would be lenient. So the upshot is that really a person, there's definitely room for a person to be drinking only privately, at least water, and not be drinking water in a public setting, especially if you're a Talmud Chacham. But the Velt seems to be lenient about this. There's definitely a couple of these posts that we saw which are lenient about this issue.